Warren, how cruel was that?
Yeah, it's a cruel way to lose a game, because if you look the build-up, you've just looked it back on the monitors there. It's not a corner and he's in an offside position. You know, but in saying that, I didn't think we played well enough today. I don't think we deserved to lose the game, but we didn't play, you know, with enough quality, enough drive. We didn't win as many individual battles as you'd like to win, and we give too many cheap free kicks away in good situations as well, which slows the play down and takes the pressure off the defenders.
The commitment's there clearly from the players, but you just lack that extra bit of quality.
Well, I think that's been, you know, throughout the time I've been here, you know, I don't think you can fault the players' effort, you know, in any game that we've played, you know, but the final ball, the final pass, the final goal, the final effort at goal, you know, that's why footballers have played vast sums of money, because that's the hardest thing to do. You know, nobody tries not to score, nobody tries not to pass it with quality. You know, I didn't think that was quite at the levels that you're looking for to win the game today. But like I say, I don't think we deserve to lose the game either.
And when the goal went in for the first time this season, you lost Stephen Warnock. He's played every minute of every game this season. What was the injury?
He's got a laceration on his knee.
Is it long term or?
I don't know till during the week, really.
I presume you're not throwing the towel in, 9 games left?
It's a silly question to ask that, really. You know, certainly there's no way I'd be throwing the towel in anywhere, you know, in life or football. I think you've just got a battle on. And I think there's too many good characters in the dressing room that they won't want to lie down and just die. They want to keep going and keep fighting. There's still points at stake, and we've got to make sure that we dust ourselves down and come out fighting and give it everything we've got in every game we play between now and the end of the season.
It's been a problem all season, even before you arrived there. Scoring goals, lowest scorers in the division. I think it's at home now. I think that's 10 games at home out of the last 13 without a goal. That is clearly a problem. Is it too late in the season to address it or what?
Well, obviously it's been a problem all season. So whether we play 4-3-3, 4-4, 4-4-2, diamond in midfield or wing backs and two up front, we're still not able to score goals. You know, so the only thing we're still in every game. You know, we've been in every single game. We've lost by the odd goal. We wasn't spoofed today. It wasn't free-flowing football, but we still created opportunities. We could have scored goals. We created as many chances as they did, and you know, we've lost with a goal that really shouldn't have been allowed on two counts. So I don't think we deserve to win by a high margin, but I certainly didn't think we deserve to lose either.